Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. That was awesome. If you're watching on YouTube, Jake exploded while I did the boom. That was great. All right, we're on location live here at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 61st and Highway 2 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. Come join us. I'm going to hold up an example of the delicious food they have here. The food I talk about every day that makes me hungry is now directly right in front of me, Jake. All right, so we have got ribs, one of my personal favorites. You've got sausage, you've got chicken, you've got pork, and you've got brisket, ladies and gentlemen. Again, come join us, Mulberry Barbecue, 61st and Highway 2. All right, we got to fire through this one quick. We got a lot to dive into. I thought Steve Sipple had a great thing on X that he put out, all right, during Big Ten Media Days, because close games was brought up. It was brought up and it was talked about and Rule talked about it. Here's what Sipple had to say on X. I do love what Rule said about close game losses. Don't panic. Go make a play. And then Sipple goes like me, colon, or is that a semicolon? That's a colon, right?
Yeah.
Go make a damned play. This isn't witchcraft. Go make a play. It's doing the same thing the last 5 minutes of the game that you did the first 55 minutes and being able to do it when it matters the most. And frankly, it's the hardest because it's the most pressure, which is why it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But if you don't make the moment bigger than it is, don't make it bigger than it is. It's football. Go make a play. It's not witchcraft. Go make a play. And it sounds simple. It's harder than it sounds, but it's not as difficult as it's been for the previous few years for Nebraska football. Either we do have a clip we're going to play of our best friend, big fan, PJ Fleck. But before we get into the guy that I might have to now be a fan of, after you hear the clip, you might know why. Somebody sent in, let me see, Andrew on the text line, Mount Rushmore, WWE, Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker, Stone Cold, John Cena. What say you?
I think that's got a pretty good argument there. I like that.
I think Hogan and Stone Cold are gimmies.
Yeah.
I think 3 and 4 can always be up for debate. Undertaker, Flair, Cena. The Rock is debatable. You know, yeah. I know DP again, he would put Andre the Giant on there. I think Hogan and Stone Cold are the two gimmies. After that, it's kind of, Bruno Sammartino gets forgotten about a lot. Some folks might like Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. All right. But that's, I don't know. Hogan and Stone Cold, they ain't on your Mount Rushmore. We got to discuss your Mount Rushmore as a whole. All right. Let's get into that PJ Fleck clip.
One of the most dangerous teams in the Big Ten is Nebraska. I think because of, I know what Matt Rhule had created at Temple. I know what he did at Baylor. I know the type of human being he is. And it's he's awakening it, that's for sure. And, you know, he's a special person. One thing I respect about him, he has a systematic approach of how he wants it done and what it looks like. And I think every coach, you can have that, but you still have to have the proof that it works. And because there's a lot of hard times and a lot of hard days that come up that really test how bad you actually want that as a head coach. And Matt has a clear path of exactly what he wants. We're all as head coaches finding and striving for clarity. And I think that's one thing he always has. He has a clear vision of what he wants to do, what it looks like, what the expectations are, and how to get there. He's a process-oriented coach, and I think that's going to pay off.
All right, Jake. Are we now officially fans of PJ Fleck?
Well, I have been. I don't know how you don't love the guy. But his opening statement, you know, kind of propping up his players and boasting about Minnesota and what they've done there. And then, you know, obviously here, giving a lot of credit to Matt Rhule and what he's been able to do, calls Nebraska a dangerous team. Reading through the lines, maybe it was, you know, if you lose to him, and then it doesn't look so bad when you actually respect him to begin with. So, I mean, there could be some of that there, but I absolutely love it. And he's right. I mean, it's, you know, he can see it because I think he's kind of the same way, a process oriented coach that is a little further along in his build at Minnesota. Right. And he's kind of seeing that plan coming through with Matt Rhule at Nebraska right now.
Does it mean I'm not allowed to call him Mr. Ankles anymore?
He still didn't wear any socks this year.
He didn't?
I don't think so. I saw at least one picture of his ankles, yes.
I'm halfway impressed that he doesn't get blisters. I couldn't do that in dress shoes. I, I,
I'm a big dude. I sweat a lot. It's going to create blisters in about 2 minutes.
Brett Bielema actually did that last year, too, as a big man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive. All right. My final thoughts on PJ Fleck's statement. I think he's doing a little bit of coach speak. He's also speaking a whole lot of truth that he believes. I think he's sending a message to his players. Like, we better be ready. We have beaten this team a lot lately. They're going to come up ready to play. They're sick of losing to us. Like, hey, let's be ready. And I also think he was speaking a lot of truth. I believe that is his opinion, and he believes Nebraska is dangerous. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, hour two and about 15 more clips to play. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.